Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans sweating it out over the weekend. Temperatures soared across much of the country. In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds declaring a disaster for 21 counties because of extreme rain and flooding. One gunman, two weapons, four people shot and killed at a grocery store in Arkansas over the weekend.
It's thought that none of the four people who died or the nine others wounded had ever met Travis Posey.
It was just a completely random, senseless act.
As the probe gets underway, says Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager,
the suspect's motives are unclear, and that's obviously going to be a focus of our investigation.
The 44-year-old Posey is to make his first court appearance today.
ABC's Jim Ryan, today marks 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. There are protests planned for several states. Later this week, the court is expected to rule on whether doctors can provide emergency abortions to save the health of the mother. We're only a few days away from the first presidential debate of 2024. It'll be held on Thursday in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is confirming at least six tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin Saturday night. Communities hit include Janesville, Marshall, Watertown, Lake Geneva, Delavan, and Tennyson. A likely tornado destroyed an historic church in Argyle. Apple Grove Lutheran Church was founded in 1893. The state school superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has declared a peacetime emergency due to flooding issues that left a number of roads around the Northlands underwater. According to a Northern News Now report, the declaration authorizes the Minnesota National Guard to be deployed to assist in flood recovery operations if local municipalities find they don't have the numbers or equipment to address the flooding damage. Last week, St. Louis County declared a state of local disaster to let them pursue federal or state funding for cleanup efforts. A Rice Lake native has punched his ticket to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. At the Olympic qualifiers over the weekend, Kenny Bednarek finished second in the 100-meter dash to qualify for the event with a 9.87-second sprint. According to a WEAU report, it's the first time that Bednarek will run the 100-meter dash on the international stage. Bednarek is better known for his success in the 200-meter dash, and he is scheduled to compete in the Olympic qualifiers for that race later this week. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are back home.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers host the Texas Rangers tonight. The crew back from their West Coast trip. 7 games in 7 days. Losing 4, but winning 3, including a 6-2 victory yesterday over the Padres. Center fielder Blake Perkins on beating the Padres pitcher, Michael King.
We remember last time we faced him, He shut us down pretty well. I think he was having some trouble locating his front door sinker a bit, so they gave us some opportunities on the outer half of the plate.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other.
Football last week, David Bakhtiari had this to say about Packers quarterback Jordan Love and his girlfriend, volleyball player Ronica Stone.
He is quiet yet confident and soft-spoken yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he can speed it up and, you know, make it his fiance pretty soon.
Over the weekend, Love and Stone got engaged while on a trip to Italy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday.
Right now, it's 65.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is a big, big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. There were fireworks going off in my town late last night. There were supposed to be fireworks for a little festival in town on Saturday, and it rained it out, so they rescheduled them to last night.
You know, man, that's exactly what I was going to start the show talking about today, is the weather. And, man, you know, I'm a guy who kind of pays attention. You know, I do get my hands in the soil. And, you know, I've been noticing the growth of flowers that generally don't show up until August. And they're there and they're in full bloom. And so they're well over a month early. And, you know, it's strange to say the least, that we are really experiencing something that the scientists know. Calvin and the listening audience, that we should be focusing on and paying attention to. And anybody, I'm sorry, who doesn't believe these things are real, you know, Calvin, I don't know what it's going to take for them to understand. Man, the heat waves across this nation and what people are dealing with. You know, it's early, man. It's the summer officially just started, 3 days ago, June 21st. And yet, the heat waves, I mean, we're not talking about July and August, the hottest months of the year. And yet, it is sweltering across this nation. And people are struggling. Calvin, can you imagine? I take it you guys have air conditioning.
Yes, we do.
Can you imagine there are people who don't have air conditioning, man?
Yeah, it must be miserable. I can't even imagine.
Man, I remember there was a time in my life as a young boy, we didn't have air conditioning. And probably up until the time, you know, I got to be, I don't know, maybe 15 years old. We didn't have air conditioning. Parents couldn't afford it. But the truth of the matter is, we didn't have the climate conditions that we have today. And we were able to deal with that because it wasn't like it is now. It is clearly unhealthy for many people in this nation to have to attempt to deal with the kind of heat that we are talking about. And I always say, a nation that can afford to do something. You know, we can't say, well, the nation can't afford it. Yes, we can. I'm going to talk a little bit later on about why we can and why we won't do what we should be doing for the American people. And I'll point out the facts to why we don't. 844-967-2789. And before I go to the phone lines, man, the amount of rain. Man, Madison got over five inches of rain in the last several days. 5 inches of rain.
Yeah, it's not only the heat and the amount of rain. This article's from 6 days ago, and I know there were more over the weekend. There's already been 24 tornadoes in Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even tornado season yet.
Yep, so I can't imagine what the number will be like at the end of August.
But you also can't believe that there are people who don't believe global warming.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. You know, let's go to the phone lines. Hey, good morning, Chair Alvin. Oh, excuse me, Al. How you doing, man?
Are you talking to the chipmunk?
Hey, Al, what's going on, man? Hey, Al, why is it that, you know, I mean, you grew up probably without air conditioning. But the thing, Al, is the kind of heat that we are experiencing across this nation. Go ahead.
Let it snow,
Calvin, did you screen this guy?
You know, I'm not looking forward to the snow, but hey, it might be better than this heat.
Hey, man, here's a guy who, you know, we're just getting beyond that snow and ice, and he's calling for letting it snow.
Well, see, when it snows, you can move it, and it stays there till it melts. But when it rains, you get grass forever.
Man.
And then the heat, you know, I'm not a hot weather brother, but see, when I was in the military, they sent me to places where it was 130 degrees. And there was monsoon rains with 110 degrees and what have you. So I have suffered through the heat all my life, and I don't want to see no more.
And all your military equipment on.
Mostly you're carrying guns and ammunition. But the point is, when it rains every day and you're walking around in 3-4 feet of water, and it's over 100 degrees every day, you know, this is. Will be happening around here shortly.
Oh, you know,
in Madison, we had almost 6 inches of rain over 5 days, plus the heat over 90 degrees almost every day.
Wow.
So it was not too much different than the tropical monsoon.
Let me ask you, Al, when I was coming back from Baraboo on Juneteenth Day, there was torrential rains in Madison, and the sewers couldn't handle it, and the streets were flooded. Has that happened again?
Yes, two or three times last week.
And so,
fortunately, my house is on a hill.
No, I know yours is, but Al, but I'm talking about the city streets.
Yes, they especially in the downtown area.
Right.
That is that's what they call the isthmus. That's the strip of land between the two major lakes. And most of that is just at what they call sea level, so that whenever there's a heavy rain, that area gets flooded frequently.
Well, you know, Al, it just surprised me, but you're talking about 6 inches of rain in 5 days. That is mind-boggling. And, you know, sewers aren't built to deal with that kind of rainfall. And that's normally enough. That rainfall is probably out 2 months worth.
Yeah, well, but not only that, my house in Milwaukee, we only three blocks away from Lincoln Creek. And for 7 years, we had flooding from Lincoln Creek.
Right.
Before they started doing all that work on redoing it after we raised all that sand. But the point is, a lot of these sewers and the creek systems were built back in the 1930s. And they haven't been upgraded since then to the point where they can't handle a lot of water.
Right.
See, in Milwaukee, we had a 2-inch rainstorm over 24 hours, and it flooded streets from Congress all the way to Hampton and almost up to Cairo.
I remember, in addition to my basement, a couple times.
Well, mine was flooded 7 times. So I understand.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Oh, great. As always, you have wonderful topics on the heat. I kind of have fun with people. I say, wait a minute. In January, you pay thousands and thousands of dollars to get this heat. In summer, you get it for nothing. And now you're complaining. Now, which guy is it? You got to pick a guy. You pay money for it. You get it free. And then you complain. But on a serious side, and people who don't have air conditioning, they have these little units. I've never tried one. I'm tempted to buy one just to see what it's like. And they claim it'll cool a whole room. I think we can help people that are in need. But on the whole climate change, the easiest way to explain it to people is put a bunch of cards, playing cards, on sand and pour water on it and watch what happens. Well, the water runs off the playing cards to the edge of the sand and then it goes in. We've been building at a horrendous rate. We're putting concrete in the homes, no place for water to go. Well, when you have that, that also builds heat. It's kind of like, you know, we're our own enemy. And yeah, fossil fuel plays into it, all plays into it. But I think we can get smarter if we want to. But the people that I worry about the most are the people that can't get relief. I think we can help them too.
You know what, Bill, and Al said it best. You know, for almost a century, we have done nothing in this country with our sewers and all of those things. And, you know, say what you will, but President Biden has. And I know in the city of Milwaukee, they are completely redoing the sewer systems. Is it inconvenient? Yes. But 2 years ago, they did all the streets. And now they're doing the sewers. Is it inconvenient? Yes, as it relates to moving around. But man, this would have never been done, Bill, if President Biden hadn't done it. And this is all over the country. And even in rural areas, they are doing these things.
Oh, I totally agree. I think if we move forward and we're a progressive nation, we aren't going to have a problem. But if we want to go backwards, we're going to have a lot.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Monday. That means Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather-ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right. Wake up, everybody. Hey, Al, that's for you. It's All the Way Live. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. So, Calvin, the one thing that the warm weather does bring is the dreaded mosquitoes.
Yeah, I definitely not looking forward to that. It's not only the warm weather, but with the amount of rain we've had, it's not going to be fun.
No, man. And do you get bitten a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Man, did you know that some people are bitten more than others by mosquitoes?
I've heard that, but I've never heard an explanation why.
There are, okay, so mosquitoes bite some people more than others. There are a few factors that could contribute to why this happens. In one controlled study by the Journal of Medical Entomology, the bugs landed on people with blood type O nearly twice as frequently as those with type A. Excuse me. The researchers noted this has to do with the secretions we produce, which tips mosquitoes off on a person's blood type. Never knew that that blood types could determine why you are bitten more than those who have differing blood types. You know, I guess, Calvin, it's kind of like oil. You know, some oil in the ground is different than others. You know, they talk about sweet crude oil and the potency of the oil. I guess it's that way with blood. More research needs to be conducted on mosquitoes' potential preference for certain blood types over others, said Jonathan F. Day, an entomologist professor at the University of Florida. But he agreed that mosquitoes do pick up on some cues we give them that make the bugs more likely to land on certain people. These cues let them know they are going to a blood source, Day said. Perhaps CO2 is the most important. The amount of CO2 you produce, like people with high metabolic rates, genetic, other factors, increases the amount of carbon dioxide you give off. The more you give off, the more attractive you are to those arthropods. You know, I do know that I've always heard people say, don't wear cologne or perfume so much during the summer that those were the attracting factors for mosquitoes. But, you know, I am not one of those people who, you know, wears a lot of cologne or certainly don't wear perfume. But certainly, man, I always thought that one of the reasons that you mosquitoes were more attracted to you was, you know, if you move around a lot and, you know, as I didn't know it was CO2 that was attracting them. But, you know, we need to prepare for a bumper crop of mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, they're definitely coming. Like you said, I mean, if you're moving around a lot, you probably are producing more CO2. So they go in hand in a sense.
Yeah. And so, you know, the mosquitoes look for primary cues in conjunction with what they call secondary cues. Now, one thing for certain, when you're in the parks and you're around a lot of grass, you know, mosquitoes, man, they are going to be, you know, out and about. Lactic acid, the stuff that causes our muscles to cramp during exercise, is one of those secondary cues. For example, lactic acid is released through the skin, signaling to mosquitoes that we are a target, they said. You know, I don't use, you use a lot of bug spray?
I try not to because I hate the smell and it feels gross.
You know, I don't know, man, if because I don't use bug spray, if bug spray has, it's got to be something about bug spray that probably is not good for you, right? If you smell it, you kind of know that can't be good for your skin, right?
Yeah, I can't remember what chemical it is, but there used to be a chemical in bug spray that's now illegal because it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's got to be getting in your pores, and certainly it has some major impact. Now, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be talking about it because somebody will call and say, hey, Earl, you know you're impacting the business for the people who sell insect or you know, mosquito repellent, and I got stock in that, so you should knock it off. But yeah, it's just around the corner. Listen, we're going to talk about a whole array of things this morning. Everything from tough love and its rewards, global nuclear spending, will the black vote? There's this constant, you know, drumbeat from the Republicans that somehow Donald Trump is going to get, you know, more black votes than he is, than any other Republican has ever gotten. I'm going to address that. I'm going to address that later on in the show. And for those of you who are worried about whether or not that is absolute, it absolutely is not. And don't let Republicans fool you to thinking that blacks are going to all of a sudden, you know, turn to Donald Trump because Joe Biden hasn't done things for them. One thing that we know for certain is Donald Trump is not going to do things that's going to benefit the black community. And I will, you know, touch base on a lot of that as we move on in the show. 844-967-2789 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will stump for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. A summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting costs is another idea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are reminding residents not to harvest cicadas found at state parks. According to a press release, the DNR has received multiple reports of people harvesting the bugs at state park properties, where state law prohibits the capture and removal of any animals, including insects. Any residents who see other parkgoers illegally harvesting the insects should contact the Department of Natural Resources or the state park wardens, who could take enforcement action. The Duluth Police Department responded to reports of a shooting in the Denfeld neighborhood early Friday morning. According to law enforcement authorities, the reports came in just after 7 a.m. in the area of North 41st Avenue West and West 5th Street. Witnesses say they saw the potential suspects enter a residence in the area, then voluntarily exited and were detained by the responding officers. Authorities have not reported any injuries as a result of the incident, and the police investigation remains active. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift's album Tortured Poets Department is working its way towards some big-time music industry records. Variety says the album has been number one on the charts since its debut 8 weeks ago. If Poets manages to stay there another 6 weeks, which critics say is very possible, Swift will break the all-time record for an album at the top of the charts since the first day of its release of 14 weeks set by Stevie Wonder for his album Songs in the Key of Life. If she makes it to 16 weeks, she will break the record for an album by a female artist at number one for consecutive weeks, currently held by Carole King for her album Tapestry. Swift already holds the record for a solo artist having combined albums in the number one slot, which is 77 weeks. The record for most combined weeks for an album in the top spot by solo or group artists is held by the Beatles at 132. She's got 55 weeks to go. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have highs in the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll see a low around 70 degrees. Winds out of the southwest up to 25. Mostly sunny and 84 on your Tuesday.
Currently 66 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, again, you're a young guy, man. What's your take on nuclear weapons?
They're always been kind of something that I was aware were like a global threat, but it's never been like, I was never alive during the Cold War, so I never experienced having it as something that felt real. It's always felt like something abstract.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, global nuclear spending surged to $3,000 a second in 2023 amid rising tensions. I can't help but tell you that I've been reading constantly over the last 2 years the threat with Iran and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of North Korea and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of Russia and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of China and nuclear weapons. And I got to tell you, there's been over $91 trillion. Spent on nuclear weapons and the expansion of them globally since 2023. $91 trillion. So what is the purpose of a nuclear weapon? To eradicate human beings, Calvin. I mean, to destroy life. That's what a nuclear weapon is for. Don't kid yourself. Well, you know, Earl, it's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. So we continue to build nuclear weapons to threaten other human beings and to possibly destroy the planet and humanity as we know it. We saw the outcome of what happened with the only two nuclear bombs that have ever been exploded on this planet. And our nation is the only nation that ever used them. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And we knew what the outcome of that has been. And decade after decade after decade, the people in those in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the birth of their children, children born without arms, without legs, without eyes. Nuclear Holocaust is real because it happened. Nobody has to guess what the outcome of it will be because we have a history to point to. Now, you may say, but Earl, we can't let Russia have Iran have a nuclear weapon. We can't trust them with nuclear weapons. And my response always is this, 844-967-2789. I'm an American, yes. But I'm not going to turn away from the truth because I'm an American. Of the $91 billion spent on nuclear armament since 2023 in the world, America, which only makes up 4% of the global population, has spent $51 billion on its nuclear arsenal. The rest of the world has spent $42 billion. How does that make any sense? We have the second most nuclear arsenal already. What are we doing? We're looking to destroy the earth. The amount of money that we're spending on nuclear weapons is insanity. Well, you know, if we don't build more nuclear weapons, Russia's going to come and get us. Or China's going to come and get us. What are we talking about? It's one of the reasons why we can't help people. Why would we need to spend an additional, you know, $51 billion on nuclear weapons since 2023? 844-967-2789. Maybe, you know, you guys know. But I certainly don't see where that makes any sense whatsoever. You know. Again, our nation, 4% of the population, $51 billion on nuclear arsenal since 2023, more than all the other nuclear armed countries combined. This data highlighted in a report by the Nobel Peace Prize winning International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons shows the U.S. accounted for 80% of the $10.7 billion global increase in nuclear spending from the previous year. What are we doing? How many nuclear weapons do we need to destroy the earth? Is there anybody who has a conscience? Is there anybody who has the courage to say, this is not right? Well, you know, Earl, if we've got to protect ourselves. What are you talking about? Again, you don't need any additional nuclear weapons. We've got more than enough. Well, Earl, it's a deterrent. Well, not only can it be a deterrent, it could also be the impetus that makes other nations think that they need to keep building nuclear weapons because we continue to build them. You know, this makes no sense, Democrat or Republican. I'm sorry. Where is there going to be sanity? You know, I remember Dr. King, and I may misquote this, but at the root of it, I hope you understand. He talked about the thinking of mankind, and he talked about misguided men and what would happen with misguided men going back to the 1960s. And he talked about misguided men not being able to have conversations with one another and how that would lead to nuclear weapons and eventually nuclear holocaust. Misguided men. There are men sitting around who can't fathom a world where people can be at peace. Our nation, I'm sorry, leads it. You can't debate me on this and win. Because again, $91 billion spent in the last year in the world. And we spent $51 billion. Okay? The global increase of spending from nuclear weapons over the last year increased, the United States accounted for 80%. And then there are people who will say, well, you know, we can't afford health care. Well, we can't afford daycare. We can't afford to deal with this. We can't afford to deal with that. Insanity. You know, the ICAN's analyst reveals that total global spending on nuclear weapons rose to a record $91.4 billion last year, equivalent to $173,884 per minute. This surge in spending is attributed to the efforts by various countries to modernize their arsenals and flaunt new nuclear capabilities led by the United States of America. Man, I don't, you know, I'm an American just like you are. And, you know, I don't, it does, it makes no sense to me. Again, we only make up 4% of the global population. What are we, who do we think is coming? Nuclear weapons, we saw the fallout of it. For heaven's sakes, we're still paying people who were exposed to nuclear testing for the nuclear weapons in the 1940s. The fallout of that in this country, just being exposed to it, not a full-blown nuclear weapon, but just vestiges of where, you know, they did their scientific study and research. Man, you know, we can talk about all the other things that we talk about. And there are many things, don't get me wrong, that we should talk about. But this can't be taboo. You know, maybe my generation gets through this life without ever having another nuclear weapon exploded. Maybe. But this preparation for nuclear holocaust is not for my generation. You know, we've been fortunate, the baby boomers. As much as we were warned of what was coming, it hasn't happened yet. But if we keep, you know, gathering nuts for the winter, you know, like the squirrels, you know, akin, you know, to gathering more and more nuclear weapons, eventually, misguided men will wind up using those weapons of destruction. Got to be able to have conversations and dialogue about things that make us uncomfortable, because our nation is in trouble. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening
listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Girl, I can't believe my ears. Are you really telling me goodbye? See, you're taking away my reason for living, and you won't even tell me why. Before you walk out the door, there's something I want you to know, that I could never.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tough love. You know, man, growing up, I grew up in a home, in a community, where tough love was the order of the day. From the time you were a kid, you were faced with tough love. Oh, you know, I fell on the ground. I got a scrape on my knee. Oh, I got a scrape on my knee. I ain't going to the house. Oh, my. Hey, suck it up. You know, be a man. Never mind, Cal, when I was 5 years old. but it was the way things were. Grew up at a time of tough love, you know, and sometimes I thought that that tough love was just hatefulness and just mean. You didn't know why they were doing what they were doing and the purpose of it. Because back in my day, the people weren't very much in the mood to explain why they did what they did. It was something you had to learn, and that tough love that you didn't realize until you became an adult and had some years under your belt. And then you realize what it was and why our parents and grandparents and people from that generation did what they did to us. It was beneficial in the long run. Part of why things are the way they are today is tough love, for the most part, has been substituted for I have to supply every need that my child craves. And so I don't want my child, my precious child, to have to go through what we went through. But you know, as a father, I know, and I've seen the changes in the way we parented. And I'm concerned that the lack of tough love that we received, I didn't say abuse, thin line between the two. If you were a child and adults were talking, you know, and you entered into the conversation, you might have to duck because grandma would kind of, Calvin, give you a backhand. Hey, when adults are talking, be quiet. It may have seemed to be, you know, abuse, But no, man, it was lessons, hard lessons learned that prepared you for a tough life. Don't let anybody fool you. Life is tough. The survival of the fittest is real. You have only a few friends and many enemies in life. And you need to prepare yourself. And if you haven't had that kind of indoctrination from the people that love you, I've seen the outcome of it. It took me a while to understand what my parents and their generation was doing for me. I don't know about you, but they prepared me to be a man. They prepared me to deal with the adversities of life. They prepared me not to ride the highs too high and the lows too low. That at the time that you think you've conquered life, man, life will knock you to your knees. They also taught me that after you've been on your knees long enough and in the darkness, that soon the morning will come. That's life. And, yeah, takes a while to understand it. You know, by the time you understand it, it's almost time to check out. But my goodness, what younger generations need today is a little bit of that tough love that was meted out to my generation as we grew. It's missing. They knew what they were doing. And those of us who have had the gift of parenting somebody else, you know, we should at least remember why we are the way we are and who we are. 844-967-2789 is the number. Pearls of Wisdom from Earl Ingram on a Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more and more UW-Madison students are interested in learning about public policy and sinkholes. Why? We'll find out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.